This hollyhock window was made around 1890 by John Lafarge, a contemporary of Louis Comfort Tiffany. He based it on his oil painting from some 20 years earlier. Hugh McCain, the museum's first director, described Lafarge.
John Lafarge was a tall, sensitive painter, but he had some of the ideas that Louis Tiffany had, and he wanted to go into other fields. So he went into leaded glass, and the two of them were sort of friendly competitors.
Lafarge was one of the first Westerners to collect Japanese prints after Japan opened its ports to American trade in 1854. Interestingly, Lafarge's wife was the grandniece of Commodore Matthew Perry, the man who secured the trade treaty between Japan and the United States. This window's asymmetrical composition, two-dimensionality, and colors reflect Lafarge's interest in Japanese prints. Collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer.
Lafarge composed this window in such a great way because it uses the bold colors that are found in Japan, and he uses the leading really to distinguish, almost like a woodblock print would, the coloring. The framework that he used is very Japanese and would have been typical on a woodblock print.
Lafarge may have known that hollyhocks were the emblem of the Tokugawa clan, the last traditional rulers of Japan.